matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Right, competition time. We are celebrating late night shopping this weekend between the 1st and 3rd of December in Ennis. We want you to kickstart your Christmas shopping this Friday night with late opening until 8:30 across the town centre. More besides, from mince pies to money off, an array of seasonal goodies and special offers await you. Check out Ennis Gold Voucher Facebook page for more details. And remember, as always, shop local this Christmas. The Ennis Gold Voucher is accepted in over 70 shops, restaurants, hotels and hair salons. They can be purchased from Ennis Chambers office in O'Connell Street in Ennis, benefiting the local community. Good to keep people shopping local and an ideal Christmas gift. Today we're giving away a €50 Ennis Gold gift voucher. We'll do the same right across the week, each and every day on the programme. And what I want you to do is to answer a question each day which is linked with gold. So this morning I'm looking for the chemical symbol for gold. Which two letters make up the chemical symbol of gold? The answer, your name and where you are, please. 086 1800 964 and we'll be announcing a winner of that €50 Ennis Gold gift voucher between now and the end of the programme. Now, Milford Care Centre has been serving the Midwest, including Clare, for the past 40 years, and today a book launch charting the history of the hospice and the order of nuns that founded it will take place, with a function taking place at Milford itself. It's written by Lahinch native Sister Bridget Finucane. She's part of the Order of the Little Company of Mary. Sister Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us. So,
you're welcome.
40 years of Milford Hospice and a measurable good and comfort given in that time.
Hopefully, yes, it has been. We have an excellent staff, so they're quite efficient in presenting all that. We are very fortunate to have very dedicated staff. We're prepared to give all kinds of care where the person matters.
Take us back 40 years, and you've been researching and writing about this, so you'll be familiar with the establishment of Milford and what that was born out of, I guess.
That's right. The beginning of it was way back in the 70s as we approached the centenary of our own beginning of the Little Company of Mary. We looked at what were the emerging needs at that time, and cancer was very prevalent, and in a way it was a taboo subject. Yet it seemed a vital need to be addressed, I would say, at that time. And during this time also, the whole hospice movement was developing in England, led by Dame Cecily Saunders at St. Christopher's Hospice in London. And three of us spent some time there, including Dr. Pat Kelly, gaining experience in the whole approach. So on return, we set up a 9-bed hospice unit in the original Milford House.
And how difficult was it to, sorry to cut across you, how difficult was it to get everything in place, the funding, the staffing and whatever else to allow you to do that?
Well, the space was there to, I suppose, convince the whole medical profession maybe that this kind of care was needed at that particular time, because it was looking at the palliative care. It wasn't looking so much at death as looking at how you help the person live until they die. And I suppose that was Dr. Saunders' idea. You matter because you're you, and you matter to the end of your life. We will do all we can, not only to help you to die peacefully, but to live until you die. And I suppose to try and get that across takes a little while.
Okay. And funding,
but
was that
happened.
Was funding difficult?
Funding was difficult in the beginning, and I suppose funding will always be something that's ongoing.
Of course. And we know that even now there are works that are at an advanced stage at Milford, which will...
That's right. Which is coming on very well. The developments are continuing. It's growing and growing. I suppose the demand kept growing, and so Milford kept developing.
Indeed, and those works, as you know, they've taken fundraising as well. But again, we can, you know, this time I suppose there's no questions being asked, as you suggested there, in terms of from the medical community. Certainly, everybody can see the value of this care.
Oh, no,
at the moment,
that is totally different now.
You've won that argument.
And we have a fantastic group of consultants working with us.
Absolutely, indeed.
And GPs.
You've charted the development over the past 40 years of Milford Hospice. The legacy is the wrong term, but I mean, to my mind anyway, the gift it is giving is comfort to those people in their final days, comfort to their families as well.
That's right. Palliative care is about enhancing the quality of life. and people are living with life-limiting illnesses. They have many medical, social, psychological, spiritual needs. And it's really about holistic care, both for the patient and for the family. Mm. You know, they need someone to accompany them and to respect their vulnerability, whatever age the person is.
And that's offered in hospices throughout the country, obviously.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Yeah. But no matter what hospice you're in, the person matters, and I think that's very important. Because sickness is very challenging. It challenges your plans, your dreams for the future, your hopes. It forces you, I suppose, to question your whole meaning in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully we can give assurance that all will be well.
You've done your work in terms of the book and obviously elsewhere as well, but are you proud to have been part of this, the establishment of Milford?
I'm very proud. I've been there from the beginning, so it's great to have reached this particular day.
And today the book is being launched as well. That'll be a special occasion.
That's right.
Tell us a bit more about that.
The book, we're having that meeting at 2:30, and the book will be there. It's ready. It's ready for off. And it took some time to write, but with the help of Corna Garrigue, who is also a Clare man and a neighbour of mine, who manages an editorial company in Shannon, he helped me through the book. And today it will be officially launched by Dr. Matthew Potter, who is curator of Limerick Museum, and Joe Little, a social and religious affairs man from RTE, will be there, because he has had a personal experience in hospice many years ago.
Indeed, and it'll be a special occasion to mark your work as much as anything else. I hope that you personally will get the credit. While we've been focusing on the hospice, and rightly so, I hope you get your fair dues this afternoon.
Well, I don't think I'm too bothered about that. I think what I feel strongly about is the people that have carried it, the people that have made us who we are, the staff, as I said, are excellent, every one of them, all those who have fundraised, all those who have supported us and encouraged us through the years. I think the book is a tribute to them.
Okay, that's a very nice way of putting it.
And I'm glad to be part of it, you know, to be able to do that for people.
Great stuff.
It's a kind of thank you. It's a real thank you for the people of the Midwest. That's including Clare as well, of course.
Absolutely. And that brings me on to my final question, because as you mentioned, Milford will mean, you know, when we say the word Milford, it will touch the hearts of many people, including in this county. They will have a connection to Milford.
Yeah.
They may be very interested in your book. Can people get their hands on it, Sister Bridget?
Yes, it is possible. It will be available from the hospice shop in Thomas Street in Limerick, and will also be available from Milford itself, and all proceeds are going to Milford Hospice.
Oh, very big well done to you, Sister Bridget Finucan. The book is entitled A Journey of Hope. It marks the 40th anniversary of hospice care at Milford Care Centre in Limerick, pioneered by the Little Company of Mary Order, of which Sister Bridget is a member. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Gavin. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Bye-bye. Sister Bridget Finucan there, Lahinch native, and today's launch at Milford getting underway at 2:30.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick, serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.